This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witts, and it's great to share morning devotions for a few minutes with you. I hope that you're well today. Why is there so much pain today? I think that it's a question that probably comes to our mind as we open the papers on a daily basis, perhaps if you buy the papers each day or watch the news at night on TV, because what you're often seeing in the overseas news reports are the looks on the victims, the faces of people around the world. For example, a gypsy orphan child from Romania is puzzled because his adult counterparts don't really care because he's a gypsy. Or a Palestinian teenager shows bitterness in her face as she just can't come to grips with the environment that she's there. And a mother in the Middle East country weeps at the loss of her child. The child is killed, an innocent victim of war. They're just a couple of illustrations, but it's true, isn't it, that there is pain all around us. Most of us, if we're honest, don't want to talk about it. It's a fairly depressing thing to talk about, as we prefer to talk about winning, who was winning at the cricket or the football. And in his book called Counselling the Dying, Edgar Jackson tells of a doctor who is in a large hospital in New York. And he classified the patients on one floor according to their nearness to death. In fact, he worked out how close are they to dying. And then he took his place with a watch in his hand at the visitors that came at the end of the corridor where he could watch the light above the door of each room as they came in. So he timed the interval between the appearance of this light as people came in and the time the nurse took to actually go to the patient. Very interesting experiment. For several days he kept track of the time, and he worked it all out. And he found that the nurses consistently hurried to the rooms of the patients who were less near death. Just as consistently, they dragged their feet in response to those who were at death's door. And I guess it's a fairly unfortunate fact of life, that how do you deal with death? How do the health professionals deal with it? For some of us, the tragedy of human pain is just too much to bear. We don't even think about it, or we just talk about something else. So what it means is that pain is part of life. It's part of our humanity. And in the Bible, pain actually came as a result of man's sinfulness when Adam and Eve were cast out of the Garden of Eden. Now, it's unfortunate that an attitude that comes from belief causes some people to say, well, we just blame those who are victims. But the disciples had an unusual point of view. And I'm thinking here of something that happened, and we read in John's Gospel, John chapter 9, and the disciples, the followers of Jesus, had been observing a man who'd been born blind. And so they had this discussion with Jesus. They said, "Teacher, whose sin caused him to be born blind? Was it his own sin or his parents' sin?" A very interesting question. And Jesus said, "His blindness has nothing to do with his sins or his parents' sins." You can read that in John chapter 9 in the first three verses. On that occasion, Jesus reached out to the man and healed him. And there's much recorded, of course, in the Bible about Jesus and how he felt towards people who were in pain, because he seemed to know when people were in pain. He reached out to them. He brought healing. But on the other hand, Jesus didn't choose to take away all the pain. In fact, he once said to his followers these interesting words in Luke chapter 9. He said, "If anyone wants to come with me, he must forget himself, take up his cross every day and follow me." He said the Son of Man must suffer much and be rejected. He'll be put to death. And 3 days later, he will be raised to life. There was pain, and Jesus wasn't ducking for cover there. So while sorrow and pain, they're part of life, joy and a lack of pain are part of God's eternal plan. If you believe in heaven and the reward of heaven, it talks about that as well as heaven, a wonderful place where there will be no pain. So in the Christian church, we talk about the fact of the hope that even though we carry a cross, it was one of the old songs that said, "I will cling to the old rugged cross and then exchange it someday for a crown. One day God will wipe away all tears from their eyes." So of course there's pain, but we can be challenged to understand that there is reconciliation and restoration as well. Dear Lord, thank you that one day all pain will end, and we're grateful for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.